Hey, good morning, everybody. This is JDC, and we're here on Six Ties on Black Belts. We are driving your brains to success. Today's topic, I'm so excited, is success in business requires discipline, training, and hard work. Let's talk about discipline first. You know, if you don't have discipline, you can't do any legendary thing. Discipline requires you to practice a habit, a positive habit, every single day. It becomes natural for you. Okay? Discipline is like a muscle. And if you don't train it, if you don't develop it, you're going to put excuses. It's going to get in the way of you getting to where you want to go in life. Because, you know, the challenges that life has or that are created by our own thinking and situations, they're going to require you to be a disciplined person to be able to go across, to go to the other side where success is at. Okay? And if discipline is not part of your daily living, then, you know, it's all up in the air. And one day you're going to be okay, one day you're not going to be okay, and then you're going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. But discipline is kind of like the assurance that no matter how bad the circumstances are, with discipline, you can overcome. You can get through to the other side. You can push and keep pushing until, all right? So that muscle becomes very, very strong. And that is a muscle that you want to definitely develop if you want success in your business, right? Business has a lot of variables, a lot of different components that make up the entire organization or the entire part of your business. And so if discipline is not part of your life, then those things will go and begin to fall apart. They begin to crumble right in front of you without even noticing, right? You ever looked at any of those reality shows with bars or the restaurant business or any of those? What happens there is that the lack of discipline is what takes over and everything becomes disorganized. You know, poverty strikes them because disorganization is poverty, right? Everything is all over the place. But discipline, you're able to put everything together and maintain everything in its right place. That's the power of discipline, right? Discipline, my point, is the way that you can achieve legendary things. So I'm here to do legendary things. So I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be intense about it. I'm going to push through whatever criticism. I'm going to push through whatever jealousy anybody may have. I'm going to push through even what I think is good. I'm going to push through that because what I may think is good may not be that good anyway, right? But I'm going to push through that to actually get to the good part of my life, right? So that's discipline, all right? Training. Let's talk about training, all right? You don't become a student of your business. You don't train your skills, hone them down, all right? Then you're not going to get the results that we're looking for. And that requires discipline, right? It goes together, right? You got to train your skills so well that it gives you that ability to overcome, right? It gives you the skill set, it gives you the mindset, all that together makes you and helps you to overcome and be successful in the business. That makes sense? So I'm an example of that. When I train and develop people, you know, usually they go really, really excited, they go all the way up, right? That's all motivation, right? When it comes to training, developing your skills, what happens is if they hit a wall and they're not going to go further because they're not willing to train their skill set in business. For example, becoming a great salesperson. You have to become a good salesperson. That's a skill. You have to become organized. That's a skill. You have to be able to think big and develop your vision. That's a skill that you got to apply thinking. You got to apply writing. You got to apply vision, practice, training, development, mindset, all those things, right? If you don't do that, it's not going to work. I have a really good example. My youngest son and my daughter, Gabrielle and Tony, they have made a 360-degree change into where they're at in their life and where they want to go. They have become so coachable that they have become a student of the business. They're training their business skills as well as their martial arts skills. This is the martial arts business that they're in, right? And they're training it every single day with discipline. No one tells them when to get up. No one tells them when to do the phone calls. No one tells them when to do marketing. No one tells them when to go visit people. No one tells them when to organize inside of the school and the students and their statistics. No one. They do it because they have developed the habit and they're practicing the discipline. Now they're training their skill set. It's training. You gotta train it. You gotta train it so intensely that it has to be part of your life. Training. And I put it, please, I don't have the time and all this. You got to get so interested in it. You got to become so involved in the process of training that it becomes that you express yourself through that. That's how deep you got to have. You got to train. And when you think you're training it and do more, go for more. Training the more. They have done such a great job. I'm so proud of them. Now, these guys are young. I'm talking about 17 and 19. I know, 25, 28, 30 years old, 5, 50 years old. They don't do that. They think that they've arrived. They think that they've got it. They don't. They don't because you see it in their numbers. They don't because you see it in their behaviors. They don't because you see it in their attitude. They almost look like they're done. And eventually, they're out. And so that's not where you want to be. You want to be in love with what you do, regardless of the situation. You push through with discipline. You know what? The financial life rises. It rises. It has to. And when you train it, you become valuable. You become skilled. You become an authority. You become an expert. A professional. That's what people are willing to do. You're not an expert in your skill. You're not a professional in your field. If you're not the best of the best of the best, no one's willing to pay you what you're asking for. And I see that. I see a lot of people, you know, looking at me and looking at what I've accomplished and what we've done in SMA, you're looking at what we've done, they talk negative, know that they're not doing it. If they were doing it, they'd be looking at it in the same point of view. But because they're not doing it, they have to look at it from a very lowly point of view and criticize what's up here. Rather, they should put their energy into developing the discipline, okay? And training and becoming a stronger business and getting the help they need to get in order to get ahead in life. All right, so now let's talk about the next part. That it requires what? Hard work. You know, people are scared to work hard. Or they work hard at the wrong things. Or they just don't work hard at all because they believe that it should come easy to them. They have wrong beliefs in their mind. You know, you gotta work hard. You gotta work hard at the right. You know, you can mount floors and that's honorable. You can work hard at it. No matter how hard you work, it's not going to give you the life that most of you desire. You got to work hard at the right. It wasn't the vehicle that you're working towards, right? Now, I got to say this to you. A lot of people don't know this, haven't realized it yet. But the one thing or one person that you need to work hard upon is yourself. See, if you're not working hard on you, don't expect to work hard on anything else. No, I work so hard on myself. I want to develop myself better every single day. I want to become the epitome of development, right? So I read, I develop, I write, I think, I train, I get creative, I do all those things. What are you doing? What hard work are you putting in you? Are you putting the best in you? Are you putting the most in you? What are you doing? Now when you do that, you get to see life differently. You get to see your business from another point of view. You get to see details. Make it big. You get to see things that most people can't even see in your business. When somebody comes and tries to help you, give you feedback, and give you strong criticism, you're able to see that point of view by the person. Right? I realize that when people take feedback personal, negative, I know they're not developing. I know they're not working hard on themselves. I know they're not reading. I know they're not doing anything worthwhile to build their life. You got to work hard on you. Okay, what's your development plan? What's your business plan? What is your to-do list? What are you doing the 24 hours of the day? What are you doing to build your business? What are you doing to build yourself? What are you doing to build others around you? What are you doing to build your environment? Make a list. Put it together. See how much you do. And I promise you're going to find that we take a lot of valuable time that will never, ever come back. It's going to be time. You you want to work hard with you so you can see more and more who you are, more and more why your business needs to grow, why you can be better at your business. So putting it all together. Okay? Discipline. Training. Hard work. Three things that you cannot avoid in order to succeed in life. That is what success is about. Until next time, this is JDC. Driving your brain to success.